About to record this as a podcast?
Duh.
Okay.
Damn, my life is too built for that.
Like,
nigga,
I got an opinion on this, huh?
Nigga, I tell you like this, nigga. I told Spiff earlier, nigga. I was like, shit. I honestly was supposed to come over here and surprise y'all niggas with a new motherfucking MacBook computer, cause yeah. Niggas been watching too much porn on this bitch and it be moving slow. But I was like, I told my nigga Spiff, I like, yeah, nigga, I bought some Givenchy shit.
He bought a Givenchy t-shirt, nigga. He was like, nigga, he was like, he ain't say he bought a Givenchy t-shirt. He just like, hey, you know Givenchy. They got some fucking shirts on sale and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Nigga, like, the moment I bought that bitch, I felt goofy as hell. I was like, damn, I could have bought three mics.
It always be like that.
Yeah. You got to get fresh, though.
It's
the
like
closet.
After a nut type shit.
Yeah.
Hey, man. But listen, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Or whenever the fuck y'all niggas like to listen to this shit, I'm Meech.
I'm Spill.
And it's a motherfucking Drug Table Talk podcast with Meech and Spiff with my young dog Solo, man. Remember, we don't sell drugs, we sell knowledge and slang game. Hey, and I know I just introduced him, man, but he came in this bitch, man, you know, pocket full, you know, Adidas pants, man. You know he out here working, man, when he got his Adidas pants on and shit.
Yeah.
You know, dreads get a little longer, man. Neck get a little longer. This nigga lanky as dog shit. But please, nigga, introduce yourself, cuz.
You already know, man. Dolo Rich, Young Percocet, Dolo Luther King. I'm running out of these bitches now, but you already know, man.
Yes, sir, nigga. So before we got up on the motherfucking pod, man, we was talking about, you know, fucking Black Mirror movies and other gangster shit. And my nigga Spiff was talking about how he has immersed himself into some of the latest Detroit culture, you know, a lot of black cinema films and shit, man. Please, man, tell the niggas what you was what you
so
was watching.
We was talking about Black Mirror movies and shit like that or whatever.
Yeah.
And then something happened where we was talking about that ghetto shit. You feel me? That
oh,
Detroit
I know.
Shit.
I know what I said, nigga.
What you think?
Because y'all niggas talk about something as far as like Amazon Prime, and
oh,
I told y'all.
You said
y'all,
told y'all. Yeah, say what you said.
I told y'all like every time I log in on Amazon Prime, because my, you know, my shorty, she, you know, she paid for this shit. Of course, you know, I'm a real nigga. I don't pay for that shit. Like all I see is ghetto Detroit or like hood movies and shit. I'm like, nigga,
okay.
The fucking algorithms is crazy.
Okay,
shit.
But, okay, so then I responded, I said, like, this shit is not that bad, but, like, it's bad, but it's not that bad. Like, I just recently watched, like, Icewear Bezos,
yes.
Like,
yes.
Movie.
Yes.
This shit is bad, bro, like, this shit is bad, but listen to what I got to say. Hear me out. It's bad,
mm-hmm.
But the way I observe film,
mm-hmm.
It's small shit that make it bad. Like, it's good source material, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's relative to, like, what we go through. Like, I was watching the film, Nisha Nishay, excuse me. I don't want to call you the wrong name. You feel me? They had some decent actors that fit the parts, you feel me?
Right.
The dialogue was definitely...
You feel like niggas put their best foot forward.
They put their best foot forward, some of that shit was realistic. The shit that made the film bad was kind of like them not knowing what to do with like post-production and shit like that. Like,
what you mean?
Editing.
Like, you know, like editing. Like, you know, like if you're watching a suspenseful movie and you hear like a score in the background, you know,
yeah.
It's about to get intense. Like, doom, 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 like whatever the fuck. Like,
okay, I
if
get
my
you.
Nigga Tom Cruise, you know, running through the airport trying to chase a bad guy, you know that
yeah,
music.
It's going to be some adrenaline pumping.
Yeah, pumping tight. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you don't want to hear niggas in the background, you know,
yeah.
The background music be like, $1 million of cash.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. They was using that type of music, like the adrenaline pumping,
yeah.
this, and the third. But it was the dialogue, you know, when people from Detroit talk to each other, it's like a smart asshole type dialogue. So
yeah.
They letting that suspense music go every time somebody say something smart. Like,
it's like,
bitch, you wasn't here fucking for sex. They be like, dun, dun, dun. You feel me? I'm like, oh, this shit corny as fuck, bro.
That shit is silly.
It's like a nigga step up in a party like, oh, nigga, it's up there and it's stuck there.
Like, for real, like, let's just have a, like, if we were to have a dialogue and we were just like, like, damn, you out here fucking for sex. Doo-doo-doo. Like, well, I wasn't the one who out here selling crack, shooting up in my arm. Bro, like, that shit was just like,
it was a little
agree. A little corny. But I think, I feel like, real shit, anybody at the movie, it was like a nigga that played a cop and Nisha and Lachey, they got the potential. Like, if they really want to act, I think Nisha and Lachey really got, she, you know what I'm saying? She got the potential to act.
I feel like, as far as like in the movie go, I'm, you know, I tell you like this, I enjoyed the movie, you know, for what it was entertaining. Yeah, of course.
God damn. Yeah, we like this ghetto shit.
I think I told Spiff, I was like, yeah, I watched that shit. You know, and I get to it in just a second, but I tell you like this, like I was saying, man, with Nisha and Shay, you know, with her being first a vocalist, a singer and everything, she got the kind of like star potential to be an entertainer in some type of form or fashion.
Definitely.
In which I feel like, she can definitely, you know, act.
Yeah.
Something about the story was just a little odd to me, only because it was like her brother, which was a cop, had murdered their uncle in the beginning of the movie.
True.
My thing is, a young nigga murdering his uncle, I feel like there would be some type of repercussions with that shit. Not for you to turn around years later, become a cop. Mm-hmm. It's like, I need to know more. What happened after you murdered this nigga?
It was.
Like, it's not like, all right, your mom overdosed on dope.
Mm-hmm.
Your uncle comes in and be like, oh shit, what the fuck happened? Right. And then you shoot the nigga, and it's like, all right, fast forward 20 years later.
Yeah.
It's a cop. You a cop, and Nisha Nishay is a madame, I would say.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't. Pimp. The story wasn't as evolved as I would like to, like, for what the story wasn't as evolved as I would like it to have been. Right. But I mean, yeah, it didn't piece together well. Like, they was kids, you feel me? That took up like 40 minutes of the movie, maybe.
Yeah.
And then fast forward, they grown, and then everybody where they at.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Facts.
And then they just conducting business, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, but I say, like, the product, I like the potential it carried. Like, the story was definitely unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
But
and, you know,
I like
it. And it could be because, you know, I hear this a lot, especially when it comes to, like, films and stuff. You know, sometimes niggas have to edit and cut out, you know, most of, you know, like, you know, the story just to fit, you know, whatever budgets that they may have. And that's probably could be it. They probably had a whole, like, storyline with all that shit, trying to fit all that shit in, but they probably had to cut something out.
Yeah, because the budgets. I like, but I like, the introduction to the movie.
Yeah.
I like that. I feel like they spent a lot of attention on that.
I definitely agree.
When, what happened, the uncle was staying there with the mama.
Yeah.
The mama was,
She was a dope fiend slash... prostitute.
Right. She was a dope fiend slash prostitute.
Yeah.
The uncle, he was a street nigga.
He was a street nigga, but he was raping Nisha Nishay too.
Yeah, he was raping Nisha Nishay, you feel me? And then what? Did her brother end up killing him?
Yeah.
At the end?
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, Nisha Nishay actually gave her mom some bad dope.
Okay.
Or something
like she overdosed on that
shit. She overdosed.
Uh-huh.
You know, she called for the uncle. The uncle came in and was like, God damn it, she on that shit. Fuck. You know, call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little brother came in, grabbed a nigga pistol, blew his noodles. And then it just kind of fast forward after that.
So you right. Now that I'm remembering it now, I feel like it's a big gap in between that happening and then, boom, 20 years later.
Because,
or 10 years, 15 years later.
And just in my honest opinion, though, if you take a young nigga to witness his mom overdosing on dope, his uncle, you know, a dope dealer slash, you know, selling his sister the dope and shit, and for the little boy to come in and blow his uncle noodles, I feel like, in all right, I feel like it will push the young nigga to become a street nigga in some type of right. But instead, it's like, all right, he become a cop. Like, my thing is, it's like, did Nisha and Shay take the rap for it? Right. Did they say somebody else came in and did it? Who the fuck took the responsibility of one? Mama overdosing on dope, and then somebody blowing Uncle Noodles. Somebody had to.
Yeah. I feel you. It's a lot of different potholes. It's a lot of different potholes in that story. You feel me? And from what you explained to me personally, if I would have wrote it or put forth effort to help somebody write that story, this would have been like a multi-movie project, you feel me?
More than one movie?
Yeah, because there's so much you could do with that foundation that they
or even the or even nowadays. It's like, shit, niggas, I think a lot of people kind of like strand away from like doing movies now, and people are doing series and shit.
Yeah, they could have did that. Been,
yeah.
Yeah, they could have did
they could have spent the whole season just them as being young niggas.
Yeah, that's true.
Leading up to that point in which they could have, you know, carried on.
They tried to cover too many subjects.
Yeah.
And put it in the film, you feel me?
Facts.
Sometimes your story has to go in certain areas of whatever TV, film, whatever media, multimedia, whatever.
Because just in that story alone of Nisha Nashay being a madame, uh-huh. you know, a female pimp,
right.
or whatever, uh-huh. I feel like you can break that shit down into
seasons.
And seasons in itself.
Yeah.
Remember when you and B Will had I had drove y'all niggas to that whorehouse.
Yeah.
Over there.
I remember
that. Y'all say y'all niggas walked in
that. Yes, hey. Let's tell a story, because this is true.
Listen, you would have to finish up on the story.
Yeah, tell
the
story.
I remember driving y'all niggas to the whorehouse, and mm-hmm. I remember y'all niggas like, oh, shit. When we walked in, mm-hmm. it was like an older lady
right.
and like a bunch of whores. And mm-hmm. I would assume that it would probably
she was the madam. She yeah. was like, what the fuck do y'all niggas want? Like, which one of these bitches do y'all want? Like, them bitches. Okay, so we came in that, like, bro, what the fuck? I don't know what the fuck I was on. We was like, I don't know what
horny,
area.
Yeah.
We was like, definitely horny, but we was like, I don't know what area we was in.
We was on
7 Mile.
We was on 6 Mile. It was like 6 Mile. It was like, or was we on Davidson? It was one of them, but we wasn't too far from like from the hood for real.
So we ran up in that bitch. The madam came out that motherfucker. Hmm. And then she was like, oh, like, she just was like, I don't know. Like, you ever seen Rush Hour 3?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when all the Asian girls come out, like, yeah. when they was in, you know, it was this massage parlor,
yeah.
you feel me?
Hell yeah.
And they just came out. It was like that, but just in the hood.
Big old freak.
For real. It was just like, but it was like dog cage. Like, it was a kennel in that bitch in the basement. God, and everything. Like, it was like a fuck. It was fucked up. It was the hood version of that shit.
I just remember, like, niggas just calling me, because I think I was like, all right, well, y'all niggas just call me when y'all niggas is ready and shit. I went, like, to the county, grabbed some, like, some eats and shit. And then niggas called me, was like, hey, you know, swing back. And I just remember y'all niggas running out the house.
Yeah, we just got the fuck on. It's like, that shit was like,
that shit was too real.
That shit was too real. Like, yeah, but
niggas be horny.
I mean,
man.
But I think I was more so like, just drunk for real, cause like going in that bitch, like, I just wanted to go and see what that shit was looking like for real.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't necessarily like that nigga. I already know what type of bitches like certain niggas fuck with, and the certain type, like, the bitches I fuck with might not necessarily be for you.
Facts.
Or you, but I fuck with the bitches I fuck with. And me and B Will didn't have that taste in common, so I was just kind of like,
yeah, nah.
Yeah, I was just kind of like,
you know,
let me
I ain't
gonna
down a nigga, you know, preference.
No, I'm not gonna, like,
definitely. Everybody got their preference.
I'm
shit.
Definitely not gonna down his preference, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that shit wasn't for me, and then, like, we smack dab in the middle of the hood, so everything that's coming out that bitch.
As hell. Like, it was one of those, it was one of those streets, whereas at the end, it was like a dead end. It was like,
hell nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like, it was already sketchy to begin
But it
with.
Was like, I don't know. It was not good, bro. Like, it was dirty. It was dingy in that motherfucker. It was like bug cages everywhere and shit. Like,
did
they
you,
all had lingerie.
Did y'all niggas fuck on some?
I swear to God, I ain't fucked nothing in that bitch. I swear to God. I was like, nigga, I'm about to go, nigga. And I took off on foot, nigga. I swear to God. I took off on foot.
Niggas called me. I just remember niggas running out the house and shit. I was like, oh, man, this shit must be dangerous. And
nigga, I took off on foot.
I ain't had no money, because if I had some, I would have went in with y'all niggas.
There was some big ass bitches in there, I ain't gonna lie.
Damn.
Bro, they look like they was like, for real though, like
fat as hell.
Nigga, it's like, it's fat as hell. It was, it like choppers everywhere and shit, you feel me?
Hell no.
Nigga, it was drugs.
I mean, well, that sounds like a party.
It smelled, nah, but it smelled like old ass dogs in that bitch. You feel me? Like, that shit was like,
I wouldn't even want to get no pussy in there.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, I'm about to get the fuck up out of there. I was like, I'm about to get the fuck up out of there.
The more the story is, nigga.
Don't. Or maybe do, nigga, because you got to, we curious, bro. Like, yeah. By nature, bro. Well, I'm curious by nature, so I got to see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
By any means.
Like, when Solo told me the story of him, you know, paying a little whore.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, shit. Niggas just got to get that experience, man.
Yeah, definitely.
I ran up out that bitch with the quickness, though. But I done been on successful with missions with my nigga B. Will, though.
Yeah.
It just depends, bro.
I feel like I done seen a whole little sex organization, nigga, in New York, nigga. The whole little...
That's where it started, nigga.
Bro, I seen some Colombians in there, nigga. Look like they was... Nigga, you could look in their eyes and see they was scarred, nigga. You feel nigga, me, nigga?
Human trafficked, nigga.
Yeah, you feel me? Don't ask me how I noticed, but... But yeah, bro. It get real though.
My thing is, what the fuck was you doing? Like, to even be in this type of environment though, like for real.
Shit, researching like, you know, for my documentary and shit.
Boy, this motherfucking documentary gonna be nasty, dog.
Yeah, man, it is.
Nigga, but I told this nigga Spiff that because after I watched that damn movie Iceware mm-hmm. Vezo produced and starred in.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing research my damn self, and I was like, I had to figure out because I kept seeing all these ghetto ass movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dog, it gotta be something to it. And anytime I started like looking deep into shit, it's all about the monies, nigga. It's all about the monies, my nigga.
Man.
As far as like streaming goes, and you know how streaming goes, Solo. You an artist, man. You know how mm-hmm. that shit go.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, just movies alone, nigga, Amazon Prime pay you so much money.
You was definitely telling me this.
Per stream, nigga, of your movie.
You was definitely telling me this.
And it's like, I think they said, like, nigga, for like, let's just say you got an hour-long movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for 40, if a person watched 45 minutes of your movie, you get paid, like, nigga, $7 and shit. Damn. And let's just say, nigga, you know, you get 10,000 people to watch this shit. And believe me, I done watched a lot of bootleg ass movies. And I'm pretty sure like any of us probably didn't watch some shit that y'all probably wouldn't necessarily will watch on y'all niggas leisure. You feel me?
Right.
Just probably just searching like, all right, I'm gonna just pop this bitch on.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing the numbers in my head because, nigga, I went on YouTube and I looked up the views for Buffed Up. Nigga, the last time I checked, I think Buffed Up on YouTube got like 1.3 million views just on YouTube alone. So just imagine if you go get $7 for
every
each view on Amazon Prime.
Damn.
That's a lot of fucking pay. I'm
trying to do the math, but yeah.
Yeah. No. But nigga, I swear to God, the next day I called this nigga Spiff. I was like, dog.
Damn.
And nigga, if this ain't the moment for us to write a screenplay, nigga, nigga, what the fuck are we doing,
man? We got to kind of
definitely did. You definitely did say that shit.
Because I'm saying, like, nigga, man, my nigga Solo, we can have this nigga the new fucking John Wick, nigga. We can have this nigga
bro.
On fucking Van Dyke, nigga, in the hood, nigga.
Yeah, bro.
Taking out crackheads.
I'm with it, man. I'm with it.
Niggas got to expect their fucking
man, hit your man Greg Dockery up, man.
What I say, Smith? What I say?
Hit that, he going to be the lead. I'm going to be a supporter, man.
This nigga want to be Will Smith so bad, nigga. We about to turn this nigga to the East Side Will Smith.
We gotta
nigga.
Write some shit for this nigga.
I'm gonna comment on that off pod. I'm gonna comment on
no,
on
nigga.
Said nigga want to be the East Side.
I'm gonna comment on that off pod, bro. But yeah, definitely, we can definitely talk about that. Like that.
How many listeners we got? We got 13 listeners, dog. Don't nobody care, nigga. Just say it, nigga. I done got in trouble with my baby mama on this bitch. Nigga, my father, nigga, my mom,
God
nigga,
damn.
Nigga, I'm blocked by at least 8 of my ex-girlfriends, nigga, so whatever the fuck you gotta say, nigga, say it, nigga.
So if you put it that way, so the thing is, bro, if we gonna do this, I'm like, I just got more ideas to elaborate on, that certain concept that y'all have right now.
I'm definitely naming this podcast Eastside Will Smith.
That's hard, bro.
Man, carry on. My nigga Greg. So I was telling the story to my youngest sibling, my little brother, about how you beat up Greg over a couple of dollars. Can you walk me through that?
I remember this story too, though.
Just a little background, boy. Just walk me through it one more time. Well,
basically, man, niggas was selling candy at school, mm-hmm, or whatever, and Greg used to on some straight up drug shit with front us. You know, mm-hmm, some the work, quote unquote, mm-hmm, and then we would sell it, and then, you know, niggas would break profit. However, this nigga Greg used to, I don't know if he was cutting people deals or whatever, but mm-hmm, he kept on saying that he was losing money, mm-hmm, doing the shit. And I'm like, dog, how the fuck are you losing money, nigga? We making so much goddamn money.
Yeah.
Like, nah. And so it got to a point whereas I was like, all right, I'm done. Just give me the money that you owe me, and then we just leave it at that. Nigga, it was literally $3. He owed me $3.
Damn.
And just me being petty as fuck, he didn't want to give me the $3. I was like, all right, cool. Rest in peace to my nigga Mars. Nigga, we used to kick his lock off his locker, take all his motherfucking candy, sell it, and keep the money. All right. This shit is really fucked up because it's really Pop's fault, because I told Pops about the situation, and he was like, yeah, son. Nigga, you know what? That nigga ain't gonna treat you like no bitch. This is what you do. You take that nigga shit in front of him, sell it, keep his money, and just be keep it at that. And I was like, you know what, Pops, you right. So nigga, we be like, you know, he had his candy in the locker. I used to kick the lock off, take his candy, sell it. He got smart. He was like, all right, I'm gonna keep the candy and shit on me. I'm like, all right, I just take the candy in front of you, sell it, and keep all the money. All right, cool. So, nigga, we come to school one day, and first thing in the morning, you know, we had call to order, you know, which everybody as a school, we line up in the gym. Everybody said the Pledge of Allegiance, the whole ass Wapa Creed and everything. So before all this shit happened, Dominique, she came up and gave me $3. She was like, this was from Greg. I was like, all right, cool. So by that time, I'm like, all right, shit. Nigga, you right at your wrongs, we good. I go up to Greg. I'm like, yo, good looking on the $3. And he was like, what? I was like, good looking on the $3. And he was like, all right. And so I turned my back, started walking down the bleachers, you know, fucking around with Spiff and Mars and shit. This nigga come tackle me from the back.
For real?
Yeah.
What the hell?
And so I just had the nigga in the headlock. I was like, and so, like, and this happened like first thing in the morning, like literally, like nobody, like, I mean, students is there, but like all the teachers and shit wasn't there yet. So me and my nigga Mars, nigga, you know, he's like, hey, let's go and just act like we just came back to school. So we hop back in his car, drive to the gas station, grab some blacks. Some Pepsis, right? And then we go back to school and shit. Like we just got there. Duh. And so as soon as we get to the school and shit, niggas like, Meech, go to the office. Like, as soon as I got there, I was like, damn, what the fuck?
Damn.
But yeah, nigga,
it was a good idea though.
Yeah, that it shit was. Mars and genius.
That shit was a great idea.
But to my defense though, I ain't had no beef with dog. I was just like, hey, I just want to, you know. Like, good looking, man. We good. I ain't gonna steal nothing else from you.
Yeah. Okay. But
all right. Eastside Will Smith.
Eastside Will Smith.
Carry on.
So what you was finna say, Spiff, about
I feel like he's a good person to collab with,
and he was a good friend. He's a very good guy.
You don't like his acting?
I gotta corrupt that nigga a little bit. Put it like that.
You think he's too innocent?
More. He you before strip clubs, drugs, and alcohol.
Yeah, he me before strip club, drugs, and alcohol. But like,
he too innocent.
Yeah, he too. I ain't seen that nigga in like a couple years. So.
Like for all we know, he probably been slaying bitches.
He could be. He could be definitely. Yeah. But last time, like grown as fuck, seeing this nigga, yeah. Like 4 or 3 years ago. Act like a kid, bro. Like he just innocent. I don't want to say he act like a kid, but he just innocent.
Yeah.
So yeah. I would definitely have
maybe,
to, like,
maybe we should have hung with that nigga more.
Press that nigga buttons a little bit. No, that nigga is definitely, like, he doing him, you feel me? But I mean, he can't. Cause
just
it.
Imagine if we would have took him through like the Chi Chi days and the, yeah. the Red Roof days. And
I wouldn't want to see that, bro.
This nigga would have been in like, Denzel bag by now,
bro. But them light skinned niggas. But I ain't want that nigga. Me. I ain't want that nigga to be Terrence Howard though. If he would have did that shit, man. he would have been Terrence Howard if we would have exposed him to it.
Yeah, you know he got the light eyes and shit.
Yeah, he would have been Terrence Howard, bro. Like, Get Rich or Die. What is it?
Get Rich or Die Trying?
He'd have been Terrence Howard.
Oh, yeah, he was in that one.
I don't need that nigga to have that real life experience.
Hey, man. Say, man.
I'm wrong, I'm right.
We should put a scene in there about him getting beat up over $3.
Man. I mean,
it build his character up.
That's a good source material. Yeah, like, we could definitely write a film and have that nigga, like, do that shit, but.
He the most experienced actor that niggas know, for real.
Yeah,
we could definitely link that up. I've did certain projects with him before, so I could definitely hit that up. But it would be like, we had this is not going to come, like, in the next year.
Well, let me ask you this shit, Spiff, because
I want to be in it. I just want to say that.
Because this nigga Spiff actually did kind of like a short film with him.
Yeah, I seen
a couple, like, well, I ain't going to say a couple, because like this shit was probably, ago. No, it was more than that.
Oh, for real?
It was probably more on along the lines like 8 to 9 years ago, because I think this happened like, because I feel like this shit happened like right after we graduated high school. I think it might have been like a year or two after we graduated high school. You did that shit with him.
Yeah, I did that shit like 2 years.
Wasn't Charlotte in that movie too?
Charlotte was in that.
Yeah, and that shit was that long ago?
Yeah, because I was fucking on that bitch at the time. Damn, when? We saying a lot of names.
When?
And we saying a lot of names.
I ain't going to edit, nigga. I ain't going to edit that shit. I ain't going to edit that. Damn. But carry on. Well, tell me, how was that experience doing that with him at that point?
That shit was like very short-lived, I guess. We didn't put the proper time into it.
Did this shit even come out? Like, did y'all niggas ever put that shit out?
We put that shit on, like, it was on Venmo at the time.
Yeah.
Before Venmo was, like,
y'all niggas should have talked to me.
Before Venmo was, like, the money company. Right. It was, like, a multimedia type of company. That's the
same Venmo? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Vimeo.
Vimeo. Okay, yeah. So
I know Vimeo. I know they.
Oh, we put it on Vimeo. I'm talking shit. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. But yeah, we put it on Vimeo, and then that was it. But it was like very short lived. I just wanted to do something, and we kind of just like did it like within like a couple of weeks. So that shit wasn't shit for real. Like it was so much more we could have did with that shit. But for what it was, it was ass.
Yeah, I got.
But it was a good effort, though.
Like, yeah, because from what I can remember, I feel like, you know, the creative direction, the writing, and the actual visual aspect of what, you know, what you produced and shit, it was good. However, I feel like, you know, Doggy Bone just ain't got enough swag.
He's a little bit of a
turd
when it comes to
action.
He's a good guy.
Niggas could write a good role for that.
Like, if I had, but the thing is, if I had the money to do shit and, like, put it forth, I can put forth a better effort.
A few more dollars.
But for what niggas had, bro, like, 2 years out of high school, that shit was, like, still trash, bro.
Yeah.
Because we could have, like, it wasn't even no dialogue in that shit.
But just imagine, though, if you would have took, you know, what you knew then, what you know now.
Yeah.
And especially if you would have just kept on doing it from that far back.
It was a good concept, though.
Yeah.
It was a good concept. But, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
needed a few more bucks into that bitch.
Niggas needed a few more bucks.
And just life experiences.
Life experience and just, like, not half-assed and shit, bro. But, like, really, it just wasn't all the way developed.
Yeah.
We could just say that. It wasn't all the way developed.
Yeah.
When the last time you hated on a nigga?
Damn.
Like, and be honest, I don't want y'all niggas to be some cool nigga. I ain't never hated on a nigga a day in my life. Like, when the last time you hated on a nigga? Like, for real, for real.
Damn.
Shit, at work, like a couple days ago.
Tell me. Expound.
Why is this relevant, though? Like,
because, I mean, if I'm going to talk about, you know, niggas I punched on back in school, nigga. Y'all go, niggas go tell some shit.
It's
too,
a work
nigga.
Thing, but it's not really worth it. It's like mentality. Like, but so basically, I'm at work. I don't got no boss. I'm in contact with, like, all niggas that, like, do corporate shit in that bitch.
Facts.
So I kind of got used to that shit. So now they decided I got a boss. And this shit is weak as fuck because he don't know shit. So I'm basically training my boss.
The power struggle.
I'm basically training my boss on how to manage me. So, like, my corporate niggas call him asking about me.
And he really got to go to you.
And he really got to go to me to figure out how to solve this problem that's dealing with me. You feel me?
Right. So what you do as far as, like, some hating shit, is it just, like, internally, like, ooh, man, I really don't fuck with this nigga? Or
it's internally, like, I don't fuck with dog, for real.
Or do you
feel
be
me?
At the water cooler, like, dog, that nigga don't know his job and shit. You be throwing, like, extra salt on his shit, like, low-key. You do that? Sometimes. It's okay. Yeah, I know. I do that too. Sometimes. Like, man, that nigga don't know shit. Nigga, I be at work all day, like, nigga, pop chat. This bitch don't know shit.
Like, it was like my boss called. No, my corporate nigga called my boss asking about me, but I was just on the phone with my boss like 20 minutes before that shit happened, and I'm mad. I'm like, nigga, why you just ain't calling me? We was just on the phone, bro.
Like, cut out the middleman.
Now you asking him about this shit. He coming up on me panicking, but he don't know how to handle this situation.
But
I
you know that you gotta give him, you know, you gotta give him some type of.
Bro, that shit frustrating to a young nigga.
That
shit is frustrating.
There are checks and balances. You feel me? Bro. You know they have to ask him. You know.
Do you want to know? This is what I did. After that situation that happened, bro, I fucking went to my corporate nigga, my big boss, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I came the day after that. I came to work. I got to work like 45 minutes early because that shit had me hot. I pulled that nigga in the office and I was like, I told this nigga, don't fucking call nobody else when you trying to talk to me because you know he don't know what I know.
Facts.
You feel me? So I don't appreciate this man rolling up on me.
Trying to tell me what to do.
You feel me? Because at the end of the day, you know how this going to go. You feel me? But I'm going to continue to show him the ropes around this bitch. You feel me?
Right.
But don't, like, if you got a situation, you feel me?
But
so I feel like I throw in a little salt when I said that.
Oh, yeah. You got to. So when the last time you hated on a nigga, man?
Damn, bro. I'm not trying to sound cool or nothing, but I'm really trying to think. Like, damn. Last time I hated on a nigga.
Fuck. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. Y'all niggas, all right.
I'll give you an example today.
Yeah, I know it's today, nigga. Y'all some hating ass niggas.
But no,
so.
it ain't no nigga I personally know or no shit like that.
Oh, this makes it even better. I like this.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the age old debate I be having with my pops about, you know, Jordan and pretty much any new nigga from
my
era.
Hate on your pops, dog.
No. I'm talking about Jordan. Like, of course, yeah. I know that nigga to go, but I'm gonna throw some salt on his name just for the sake of argument and shit, and just make them little slimy remarks like, man, that nigga was playing against fucking white boys that was plumbers and shit, and you know that type of shit. But
yeah,
I can't really think of
y'all niggas. Swear y'all niggas too cool,
man. When the last time you hate on
niggas? Oh, I hate on niggas all the time. Nigga, I got a side Instagram page that I go purposely go hate on niggas.
Hell yeah, shit.
I know Solo, you kind of got off of like the social media as of recent and shit.
Hell yeah.
But Spiff, nigga, it's this Instagram page. I think it's called like Detroit Rap News or whatever. Uh-huh. I think they post like trash or pass. It's like,
yeah. Like, that shit is terrible.
I be in that bitch like doodoo emoji, nigga. I be doodoo emoji, niggas. Shit like crazy, dog.
That shit. Well, that's not really hating though. If a nigga trash, a nigga trash. Like, I want to do that shit.
Nigga,
that
shit, I'll be giving a fuck, nigga.
I'm gonna do that shit on people pages I know. Like, nigga, I was on that.
Nigga, I was on this bitch earlier today, nigga, on Golden Sun Instagram page. Nigga, some nigga posted his chain and shit.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, nigga. I could tell, like, the nigga probably spent, you know, he probably spent a couple of dollars, but that shit was looking quite dilly. I just put LOL. just so the nigga can see, like,
this shit
kind of dilly, nigga. You ain't even got no ice in your shit, nigga. Why is Golden Sun posting this?
Duh.
But yeah, nigga, sometimes you got to get that hate out, nigga. Because sometimes, nigga, you know.
Facts.
I like that.
Sometimes you got to get that hate out. I'm tired of being positive Paul around this bitch. Talk about, nigga, how I love my family, nigga. I ain't Chance the Rapper, nigga. Nigga, I love my family and all that shit, but I got to get this hate out.
I feel you.
About,
that's keeping it real. That's keeping all the way 100, bro. I respect that shit though.
Yeah, right? Man. Cause I know niggas be hating on me and shit. So I gotta like reciprocate.
You gotta do the same
shit.
Thing, nigga.
Bro. Gotta reciprocate this shit, nigga.
That's funny as fuck. That's funny as fuck.
But that's some real ass shit though.
Yeah. I don't think about making a fake page. Just do this.
I'm telling you, you'll feel so much better afterwards. And just go back and just look at the comments and shit. Because sometimes I go back and niggas be liking it. They be like, yeah, he on the sun. And I feel good when I got other people to hate with me.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Damn.
Yeah. Hey. Me and Spill was talking about the little bitty bitch that's on Power and shit.
I like that bitch, bro.
Oh, you talking about one of the
I've been Tyreek. On that bitch, bro.
Yeah, the one Tyreek was
I've been on this bitch for years.
The smart bitch. What's her name, Smith?
That bitch talking about everybody hate Chris?
Yeah, Paige Hurd.
Man, that bitch a turd, nah.
That bitch cold. That bitch cold. For that age range, that bitch is cold.
These goddamn big booty strippers and corrupting my nigga solo, man.
That's what I'm saying.
That bitch it a turd, nah, man.
Nigga, she cool, nigga.
She cool. I feel like she got that
girl next door type of vibe.
Yeah.
Man, you can find a bitch that went to Cas that looked just like her.
No cap.
That's true.
Every girl I went to Cas with looked just like that nigga.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a fact. But I like that bitch though. And I was definitely
I like that little bitty bitch.
I was kind of hating on that nigga Reek a little bit.
Yeah, we was hating on that nigga Advantage just, like right now is like what he doing right now.
My nigga Spiff was like, man, Meech, that's you if you was dark skinned. And I was like, yeah, but if I didn't have a family and like responsibilities, I would probably be that nigga.
Cause that nigga like,
and that nigga speak French, and I was like, we can't win with that.
Like this nigga whole little Steve's like, so Pete, he 20 years old, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Got a movie career, he got some shit, he making money off of it. Mm-hmm. He all the way locked in with 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. I'm watching this nigga vlogs.
Yeah, he do.
This nigga got all the bitches in there from the show that's his age or like. To like 30, you feel
like he
me?
He got all the bad bitches around,
yeah. And then he just living his life, and he just like,
I'm mad about it, man.
I'm pissed because I want to be fuck. You know what I'm saying? I want to be 20 years old, fucking on Paige Hurd or whatever the other one with Mary J. Blige's daughter or whoever else in there.
Any of them?
The
hoes.
Little Asian thing. Even the
little light skinned bitch that finessed him out of the coke and shit. Like,
yeah, that bitch cold. I went on her Instagram, bro, and I don't even got no Instagram,
I need
bro.
Her beats. Just,
I went on that
just,
bitch Instagram.
Just for you know.
It's not necessarily that these bitches is bad. It's just they bad and they live like a lifestyle different from mine. So it's like interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I ain't trying to say
I'm young.
I ain't trying to say I'm hating on a nigga, but I just.
I'm hating on that nigga because I wish I was doing that shit at 20, nigga. Yeah. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, that too.
But I fuck with you though.
Yeah, I fuck with the nigga. Like, if
but
I
damn,
seen,
no, nigga.
Like, if I seen her, I'd be like, nigga, you doing your job, nigga. You doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You doing all this shit a young nigga supposed to be doing. Getting fly, fucking with these bitches, driving these fast cars.
Exactly.
All of that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, that nigga be fooling. And he got drip, though.
That's what I'm saying. Drip. My nigga was like, my nigga spit like, nigga, he got the yays and shit.
He got the wires on. Yeah, I seen him in the little BMW i8. You feel me?
You feel me? Just imagine.
Nigga, what Drake say, nigga? Like, yeah, Ye pulls his big, but mine's nice is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My shit bigger, nigga.
Yeah.
Facts, nigga. But I'm just envious of these young niggas that's out here just living their life and shit.
Yeah, I wish you I know, was
it's no
that
hate
age
about
again.
It. I just I enjoy this shit and I just like, you know, I fuck with it.
That's true. That's
like
true.
I'm envious of y'all niggas.
No. Damn. No, definitely not.
In a good way, not like on no age shit. But like just off the fact that, you know, Solo is young and still, you know, got time to like fuck up and like do whatever the fuck he want and got dreads, like
and
Spiff, he can come and go as he please.
Yeah, I do what I
you
want.
You know, like, you know, my nigga about to go get flued out and like go do regular shit and come back home and like don't have to like answer to nobody.
Yeah. I still got people I gotta answer to, bro.
Not really, though.
Yes, I do.
Who?
At work.
I got work. I still got my parents is still in my ass,
shit.
Bro.
Nigga,
like,
that's regular shit.
I mean, regular shit. I just don't have no, like, partner, you feel
like,
me?
Like, I want to do, like, irresponsible shit. Like, I have to plan to do irresponsible shit. Y'all niggas don't have to plan to do irresponsible shit. Like, nigga, when me and my shorty want to get drunk and shit, we got to figure out
what day, damn.
Like, what day and how drunk we can get so we can be parents and shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
that is a lot of responsibility, I ain't going to lie. But sometimes I get envious, too. Like, sometimes sometimes I do be wanting the family, you feel me? I seen, like, all of my niggas, you feel me? Rest in peace to my nigga Mars and shit like that. Like, everybody really got family except me and my nigga Raj, you feel me? So, like, out of my age range and my group of friends, bro, like, it's only, like, a couple niggas I know that don't got family. So, sometimes I be, like, looking
but
at
but on the
that,
outside,
like,
looking in, because just imagine, nigga, about a week ago, nigga, I'm seeing Raj at his lovely home, big TV on the wall. Bitches is popping pussy in front of the damn big TV.
I'm like, telling
nigga,
you, that shit get
to a regular
old,
nigga like myself, nigga, I find that entertaining.
It is entertaining, but that shit get old, bro. Like, everything that come with that shit get old, bro.
Yeah, you can't do that shit forever.
You can't do that shit forever, bro.
Y'all saying that to a nigga.
I mean, I understand now because
I get it,
you.
Like, I love my family.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't trying to be on no Chance the Rapper shit.
No, you know what I'm saying? You definitely love your family, you feel me? But I'm like, it's just the grass isn't always greener on the other side. I'm just saying, just like how you envy.
No such thing as a life that's better than
yours. That's what I'm saying. Like, I could do certain things that you can't do, and you can do certain things that I can't do, bro. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it just is what it is.
You know, sometimes niggas just, you know.
Niggas just be hating.
I
want to
let my hair down.
It is pretty cool to say, damn, it's Tuesday. I'm going to get drunk.
Yeah.
And that what life, and that's what life used to be for me. Like, it used to be like, oh, all right, I'm going to go to work. However, when I clock out, I'm getting fucked up.
Yeah,
I'm getting fucked up.
Yeah, that is like, cool.
Like, listen, I'll tell you just like this for an example, nigga. Nigga, the other day, me and the lady, we in the crib, nigga, looking at flights and shit, just to get the fuck out of town, just so we can just do whatever the fuck we want to do. Cool. We're going to do that. We're going to get the fuck out of town. We're going to get drunk. We're going to have fun. But just know when we come back, nigga, it's responsibilities. Nigga, every time me and her go out of town, I be like, hey, man, the grandparents, they can take care of them. We can stay out here a little while longer, man.
Yeah,
we don't have to go back home.
I feel you.
But I love my son and all that.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Shit.
Like, definitely. You feel me? Like, but, you know.
Yeah. I definitely feel it, though.
It is fun to do whatever the fuck you want. But, dog, it. Nah, bro. I don't know. Who's to say, bro?
Yeah.
Who's to fucking say?
It's cool.
And it's a responsibility to not doing shit.
Yeah, it is.
What responsibility?
No,
it is.
Not
doing
nothing. You spending your time partying and not having a responsibility, nigga. You will look up, nigga. One day you will be 45. Nigga.
Yeah,
you
that's
know
true.
What I'm saying? Like,
that's
you
true.
You ain't accomplished none of the goals that you wanted to do.
Because
you was out here with no responsibilities, just partying.
Just partying.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a fucking fact.
That's a
bro.
Fact. Yeah,
I agree with that.
I ain't gonna hate on that one. I ain't gonna hate on that one. You brought up a good point.
Yeah.
Until I want to get drunk.
Yeah.
As hell.
On the Tuesday.
On
shit.
The Tuesday.
Yeah. But shit, though, like, I mean, everything get old. Too much of anything is.
It's bad for you,
bro. And coming from a nigga that you speaking to that's got a very addictive personality, nigga, I'm definitely telling you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Man, shout out to my nigga Mars, man. Rest in peace to my dog and shit. His birthday was the other day and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. My nigga would have been a 30 ball.
A little 30 piece.
Yeah, rest in peace to my dog, man. Mm-hmm. You know, that day, you know, the day before, man, I was kind of feeling kind of shitty, though. I ain't going to hold you. I was feeling kind of shitty thinking about, you know, about my mans and shit. But I want to say on his birthday, you know, I made a little Instagram, you know, post for my dog. And I just let the feelings just go with the post, man. You know, just let that shit be what it be, man. And just instead, man, I took a moment, listened to some Young Jeezy, wrote some nice things down in my notebook and just let that shit be what it was, man. So rest in peace to my dog, man. Happy birthday. Happy C-Day to my dog.
Happy C-Day to my dog.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to my dog. But in the meantime, man, have you seen these white people fucking shit up, though?
Didn't they storm the Capitol or some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Niggas, I mean, white people doing what white people should do.
So that was all white people that did that shit?
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
I don't really watch the news, but I seen some shit on YouTube. But what's that one bitch that we like?
Oh, it's a lot of bitches.
She a reporter on ESPN.
Ooh, Michelle Ooh. Beadle?
She a reporter on black ESPN. One? No. She kind of thick, though. She be interviewing them young niggas.
Oh, damn. Are you talking about the dark-skinned black one or the light-skinned black one?
The dark-skinned black one.
Damn, man. I'm mad that her name ain't jumping out to me. Hold on one second, man. Because I follow a Reddit page that posts all her salacious pictures. Let me hold on. Bear with me for one second. Bear with me, people. I gotta do my due.
You got me on my phone now.
Hold on, man. I'm about to tell you in 2.2 seconds. Nigga, if I hit Taylor that, Rooks.
Taylor Rooks.
Yes, sir.
I seen the interview with her. She was with them niggas, like, or on the scene when them niggas was doing that shit, and she got like some type of shocking, like, interview type shit. I didn't watch it, but that bitch fine as hell. That was like, but that's the only thing I could associate with that. Like, I've heard about it, but like, Taylor Rooks, like,
and I hate to like
was
really
out there with him.
Objectify her, you know.
I do.
But well, we ain't gonna never get this interview, man. We gotta do it in a tasteful light. You know, it's one thing if she got what's the white boy that we like from Miami and shit.
Tyler Herro.
It's one thing if he giving her the side eye, you know, flirty look. But it's a different when we saying how bad this bitch is and how fine she is. It's like, come on.
I mean, she's
you
pretty.
Gotta relax.
I mean, she fine. Goddamn, like, it's a crime to compliment a woman.
In this day and age.
It is, but fuck it.
But yeah, shout out
bro.
To Taylor Rooks, like, man. She fine as fuck, boy.
But yeah, though, she got, like, some type of.
Hold on, let me clear it up right quick. She does a great job at reporting. On sports.
Facts, bro. Like, definitely. Yeah. Like, I watched several of her interviews.
And she knows the game, man.
And she knows the fucking game. Like, she could really hold a conversation with any of the perennial all-stars in the league right now.
She ain't got a dribble package.
And it'd be good TV.
Who? She ain't got a dribble package like Doris Burke, though.
Doris Burke forever, my nigga.
Did y'all see that one clip?
I hate Drake, bro.
Nigga, I think she had like a fucking iPad or a notebook in one hand, and she had the ball in the other one. She threw a between behind the back. Did y'all ever see that shit? Yeah. Like on some leisure shit.
I seen that shit.
Yeah, nigga.
I seen her
niggas
run around.
Niggas ain't got a dribble package like Doris Burke.
I seen Doris Burke cooking, nigga. Like, I seen her cooking, nigga, bro. Like. In the end zone, like a little 10-yard route.
Oh, yeah, I saw that
and
shit.
And marched that bitch, one hand that bitch. Yeah. And hit a dab on the nigga. I can't remember who the fuck it was, though. But
so you see how niggas get, you know, distracted by these bitches and shit.
Yeah, but yeah, though. But yeah, though, for real, though, like, the Capitol, like, I don't know exactly what's going on shit, but I've heard that they storming the Capitol.
Yeah, some trailer trash white folks and shit.
I didn't know that shit was real. I didn't know that shit was real. I thought niggas was just, like, talking
shit. Oh, yeah, they was climbing shit. They was walking up the stairs. They climbing fences and shit. They was doing that shit. Niggas was in that bitch, you know, with their feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. It was like, niggas was up in the hall room and shit, you know, fucking shit up. It's like, man, white people get to do whatever the fuck they want to do, man. That shit was crazy.
With no consequence.
Only one person got shot.
Let it be some niggas.
Whoa, getting our noodles blown.
Man. So how many of it? Well, okay. So just for the sake of argument, like, kind of go over what happened. when they stormed the White House?
Well, basically, I don't know if it was the first to tweet or it was maybe a speech that Donald Trump came out with. It was basically like, nigga, oh, the Dems and, you know, the government, they trying to steal our votes. You know, they trying to steal the election from me. You know what? What we going to do? We going to go straight up to the Capitol and tell them to suck our dicks, pretty much. And so that's exactly.
Oh, Trump said it?
Yeah.
This nigga Trump is a buffoon.
Yeah, he told niggas to go storm the Capitol. And so that's exactly what niggas did. They went straight up to the Capitol protesting. And so niggas was like, you know what? Fuck it. We going in this bitch. We going inside the doors, nigga. It ain't no nigga. No, nigga. We in this bitch, nigga.
Trump is a motherfucking menace.
And I'll tell you like this, though. You know, for the conspiracy theorist brain that I have and shit, you know, I feel like a lot of this shit was probably planned. And
that's what my parents were just saying today.
Because I saw one clip, whereas a security guard was like, no, don't let nobody in this bitch, guard the doors. And then I saw another one where they just let the niggas walk on through.
Damn.
Okay, so one of the many streams of Trump's, like, whatever wealth he has is, like, the media. So, a lot of... Of course, that shit was planned. I feel like that shit was planned because he controls the media. Damn. You feel me? Or he's in bed with the people who control the media. So, of course, it was planned. Put it on the news and let that shit people sway votes. But that shit is desperate. They just... didn't they just certify...
Nigga, they certified Biden as the president like 7 or 8 times within the last like 5 months, nigga. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, they already certified him president, so he just, I mean, fundamentally, as far as what a politician is doing, like, Trump is just like a sore loser, I guess. But he's still playing the game when the game is over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it just shows you that white people have a lot more... What's the word I'm looking for? Well, they just fucking... They get to do whatever the fuck they want to do, honestly.
They do.
Because, that's a bet.
Like, because when we was out here peaceful protesting and shit, you know, with the killings and the shootings of unarmed black men and women out here, nigga, yeah. We getting shot in the fucking face with rubber bullets. Niggas getting tear gas. Like, it's all this wild shit going on. Niggas getting their ass beat the fuck up. Right here in the city, too, matter of fact. Yeah. Nigga, they were just down the street from where we are right now, shooting tear gas and beating niggas the fuck up.
Damn.
And we was peaceful. Them niggas going down there ready to fight.
Ready to shoot some shit.
Ready to shoot too. Shit. Nigga. White if privilege. We, nigga, if we look at motherfuckers the wrong way, nigga, we going to jail. Nigga, we could be minding our own damn business and go to jail. It's been so many times I done been in front of the house, and me and Spifton told niggas this story before. Police will whoop up on us while we in front of our damn house and say, what the fuck are y'all niggas doing? What y'all doing over here? What y'all got? Y'all got guns? Y'all got drugs? Get out the car.
All the time, bro.
All the time.
Nigga, I remember being at the court playing basketball, doing something peaceful.
Them niggas running on the court. They running on the
squad, pulling up in all black with the black t-shirts on and saying, "Who want to fight?" Niggas is like, "No, we out here playing basketball."
Running on the court, storming that bitch though. Saying the nigga, my nigga.
My nigga with the
1-2. Yeah, my nigga with the 1-2, bro. Like, that nigga, I done seen that nigga just, like, stop hooping and just start swinging on the nigga as soon as they ran on the court.
Ain't no telling what he did before that or whatever history that he had with them people. But at the end of the day, it's like, we up here doing something that's not harmful. We playing basketball. Everybody having fun. It's a nice day outside. And here come the police coming up here fucking with us. It's been plenty of times like that, whereas us as black people doing something good, doing something right, you know, protecting our amendment to freedom of speech and everything, and however we get shitted on.
Facts.
And these white people, they get to do whatever the fuck they want to do. And this, listen, and I'm gonna be that nigga right now. I have white friends. I don't hate white people. I just hate them type of white people, nigga.
I hate them type of white people, too, for sure, for sure.
Yeah,
I don't like white people like that. Just in general.
Yeah, nigga. Nigga. I ain't gonna ask no white people for no recipes and shit, but you know, y'all niggas cool.
No, I mean, I think I tried to get along with everybody, but bad character, bad character. But it, I also always feel gonna be like,
a disconnect with a white person.
But that's what I was about to say. With white people, it's definitely a disconnect for sure. Like, yeah. some people used to being around like black people, and then some people not. You feel me?
Right. I just feel like a white person always gonna look down on something about me because I'm black. Like,
I don't necessarily feel that way.
I feel like, you know, certain white people have expectations for how their life should be and how.
Yeah. A lot of them are entitled for sure.
Yeah, they definitely have that entitlement feel.
A lot of them are delusional, definitely.
I feel like, and for us, man, we know what it is, you know. You know, a young nigga motto is like, shit, I'm gonna get it out the mud, you feel me? Mm-hmm. In which, with them, it's like, oh, I'm gonna go to school, get a good job, pay taxes, have a wife and kid. It's like, nigga, we gotta get it out the mud, nigga. We might have to sell a little dope. We might have to do EDD scams and flips and shit. You know, we gonna have to do something to get to this certain point just so we can, you know, be profitable enough just to make a decent living for ourselves and shit.
Facts.
In which they could just live a normal life.
Yeah.
And we got to do all this back shit.
That's a part of it. That's a part of it. It's a psychological thing that is just white people think they better than us. They see it. They done seen it so much in the media, so much on television, that it's always going to be that deep down inside, I think I'm better than you. I think you got a little bit of ghetto in you. You probably about to leave here, eat some fried chicken. That type of shit in the back of their mind. Like,
grape Kool-Aid, watermelon. Yeah.
No matter how much they try to be humanitarian and I love black people, they always had that shit in the back of their head because they just programmed to think that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel about this shit, though, for real.
I'm honestly getting sick and tired, dog. Like, you know, this whole, like, 2020, 2021, all the bullshit that we have been through already, I'm honestly tired, like, I'm mentally tired. That's why I check out on a lot of things. And I try to, I guess, in a way, try to immerse myself with, you know, with current events and news and just try to be, you know, up to date with what's going on. But as sometimes I feel like I just check out because it's just too fucking much. Like, honestly, like, I thought about this shit the other day. Like, you know, 20, 30 years from now, you know, when I'm a grandfather, hopefully, you know, my son have children and everything like that. I want to know what his kids will say. Like, you know what, G-Pi, what was going on back in 2020, 2021? And I will probably say, like, shit, honestly, I was minding my goddamn business. I'd probably tell him that because, like, I can't let a lot of this shit, like, fester on my brain, like, for real. Because if I do, I'll probably go crazy.
Yeah.
Like, shit, honestly, you, Spiff, man, you probably did a good deed by just not, you know, engaging in and try to look more deeply into that bullshit because, honestly, it'd just piss you off just seeing all of that shit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, y'all definitely making the right point with that shit because when you put it like that shit, like, now that I'm thinking about it, that shit is, like, kind of disgusts me, you feel me? Like, how, like, had that been a group of black people, they would have been shot dead. That shit would have been a massacre, bro.
It was like before niggas would have got a foot on the stairs, a foot on the lawn, niggas would have been blue.
That shit would have been a massacre for the ages, bro. That shit would have been an American tragedy, bro.
Niggas was calling for the National Guard. The National Guard was like, nah, we good.
We straight.
Niggas was bringing out tanks down here, and niggas was being peaceful.
Yeah.
You remember
throwing, that? Yeah, they were throwing tear gas and all that shit in this bitch. This shit was like a little low-key war zone in this motherfucker.
Dog, remember when Trump said, nigga, when they start looting, we start shooting. Yeah. Niggas was breaking windows and hopping through windows, Spiff Lord.
That's crazy.
Only one person got shot. And when that bitch got shot, niggas kept climbing through the window. Niggas ain't stopped after Shorty got shot. Niggas ain't stop. That's the type of shit that pissed me off. A nigga downloaded Pro Tools on Nancy Pelosi's computer. Damn. I'm bullshit, but they got, that was some Twitter shit. But I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine, nigga. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like it gotta be more than that, dog. Like, it all starting to make more sense now.
That shit,
it all starting to make more sense now. When Trump was up there, when they was doing the presidential debates, mm-hmm. when the moderator was saying, "Can you please denounce white supremacy?" And he's like, "What? Who? The Proud Boys, the niggas that you fuck with." Hey, I'm going to tell y'all niggas to stand down, but stand by because we about to fuck some shit up. That's basically what he said. Stand down for now until I tell y'all niggas to go fuck some shit up.
Right.
Oh, guess what they did? They went to go fuck some shit out.
Yeah. He ain't about to denounce them niggas. Them is niggas.
Them is his niggas, bro. Them and it's a lot of people that support him. I mean, he the president, of course, so it's a lot of people that feel that way. Which shows is that that shit, that racism shit, isn't going anywhere no time soon. And the fact that he acting like a sore loser like this shows you that, like, people don't want the country to change for the best.
And that's sad.
That's sad. Because people still wanted to be like the fucking 1950s around this bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I told y'all niggas this shit, or at least, I don't know, it might have been a day that you might have been at work, Spiff. Hopefully you was here for this. But I know for a fact Solo was here. I told Solo that I'm honestly wanted this nigga Trump to win just so this shit can completely break for niggas to really understand how bad this shit is. Mm. Like, I wanted this shit to get so fucking bad. I wanted shit to completely fucking break. For people to really understand, like, how terrible that this society is. Because I feel like with us, I don't know if you know, Democrats, they won the Senate, the House. We got control over everything. Biden got it, nigga. So hopefully with any laws that pass, you know, it gets pushed through because we got majority of the House and shit.
Right.
But I feel like within these next couple years, things probably going to get better. For us, at least, hopefully. And people gonna forget how bad it was at this point. And then the next 4 to 8 years, depending on how many terms this nigga do, it's gonna be another motherfucker.
That is
just like Trump.
That's the cycle.
That's gonna fuck shit up again.
That is
and
the
niggas
vicious
gonna,
cycle. That's true.
And niggas gonna forget how bad it was, man.
Yeah.
That is the vicious cycle.
I was real life hurt when I found out that nigga Trump was gonna be the president for real, though. I was kind of scared, low-key scared.
I was scared as fuck, too.
I was low-key scared.
I thought it was a dream, nigga. I woke up to see that shit, nigga. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was scared as fuck. This nigga took a whole formula plus his power and really became the president.
Like, bro, we went from fucking Barack Obama to Donald Trump.
Yeah. Crazy, ain't it?
Crazy
fucked
as fuck.
Up. Let me ask y'all niggas this, man. Given everything that's going on and everything, because a lot of these social media platforms are banning Trump. I know Twitter, they banned him, I think, for 24 hours or a couple days, or it might be a lifetime ban. I don't know. I know Instagram banned him, Facebook banned him, even Snapchat. Nigga, I even saw Pornhub ban a nigga, you feel me? So the nigga can't even beat his meat if he wanted to. So what do you think will be Trump's next move?
Jail.
You think so? What you think, Spill?
I think that nigga definitely going to jail. They on his ass. I think it's something that makes him. I think he's so desperate to get back in the White House because he kind of has, like, certain powers, I guess.
Even all of the people that he was, like, you know, cool with, you know, a lot of these niggas is turning their backs on him really quick.
I think he about to go to jail.
Even his VP was like, I ain't really fucking with this nigga right now. Mike Pence ain't fucking.
You seen all them cases, undisclosed, settled cases and shit?
Yeah.
For all them little boys and them little girls that the nigga was touching on and shit.
Yeah, he a horny goat.
You feel me? 800,000 here, $1 million here that he got paid. He paid more to the boys, the little boys, than he did the girls.
Yeah,
cause the boy's like $1 million or undisclosed.
Yeah, he was doing some nasty shit. Let me just give y'all niggas another little bit of information if y'all niggas didn't know. I was doing some research, you know, that day because I wanted to follow up on that the Iraqi general that he killed. I want to say, was that earlier this year or it might have been last year? I could be wrong with my dates. But Qasem Soleimani and shit, nigga, it's an Iraqi judge that got a warrant out for Trump's arrest right now.
I could believe it. I could see that nigga as a villain, an international international criminal or some shit like that. I'm pretty sure he was doing that shit while he was the president.
What's more likely? Him being in jail here, getting murdered by ISIS, or him being president again? What's more likely, you think?
I think him being, either him going to jail or him getting murdered by ISIS. Or
whatever terrorist organization.
Whatever terrorist organization is like prevalent.
What you think, Solo?
I think the first thing would be him going to jail, and then the second thing would be him president again.
I think they gonna clone that nigga.
Get the fuck out of here,
man. I tell you this, bro. He could be president again because he really plugging all them white supremacists with them bows and kilos.
For sure. Dropping the meth off in the hood.
That's a fact.
Yeah, man. But just to kind of give y'all niggas my thoughts, though, I myself think niggas is just going to forget. Like, before we know it, I feel like he's going to be the head of some type of company or network television. Nah, man. Nah.
Got too much papers for that.
Honestly, I think he know too much. Government clearance.
Government clearance. Or he going to get killed?
Before, he ain't going to get killed by no foreign country, I feel like. Because I feel like that would incite his supporters, of course, and you know the army, definitely. Because let's just say if he gets abducted and killed by some, you know, Arab or you know country or whatever, those people over there on that side, it's definitely gonna prompt like, damn, well y'all niggas went out and saved such and such, why y'all niggas ain't saved Trump? You feel me? He is one of ours, right. You know. You feel me? It's either he gonna continue to make billions and billions of dollars, or I don't think he going to jail, man, because he know too much. He going to drop a dime on niggas. Yeah, he going to drop a dime.
He do know too much. That nigga do know too much. I ain't think about it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he do know.
I think kill or he going to be rich regardless.
Because we going to be for the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life. He going to be rich, but he might get killed. Put it like that. He might get killed.
He going to find some way to stay in the spotlight. Too, like
yeah, definitely.
Just on some entertaining shit, he gonna find a way to entertain the people.
That's how he finessed his way into the White House.
Yeah, because I mean, even though he's an
entertainer, people don't realize that shit.
These social media platforms talking about banning Trump and all this shit. You can't ban a nigga. Nigga, look at me, nigga. I got an Instagram page I go and hate on niggas from. Yeah. All that nigga gotta do is gonna make another one. What you gonna do? You can't ban a nigga if he got access to go make another email.
Exactly, nigga. You can't stop this nigga.
Come on, dog.
That nigga, I go hate from my son's account. Page.
Go hate from my sister's page. I go hate from my daughter's page, nigga.
You can't lock a nigga out this shit. Yeah. And it's some shit y'all niggas created though.
You can't lock a nigga out the internet, nigga. It's free Wi-Fi everywhere, nigga. Go to Starbucks and go hate on a nigga. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? I'm dry. Man, if I was
trying. What fast say? Bro, niggas hating because it's free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
If I was him, I'd go log in somewhere and go throw shit emojis on Joe Biden's Instagram, nigga. All day. Shit emojis, nigga. Fuck is you talking about?
Damn, man.
I'm sick and tired of y'all niggas, man.
Trump.
That nigga cool to me, man. I don't like that nigga, but I
he's an entertainer.
He's an entertainer, nigga. If you want to be a hated motherfucker, that's the route you go, man.
Yeah.
Cause nigga, engagement, nigga. That's all that matters. Engagement. Yeah. All right. More the story is, nigga, don't bite off more than what you can chew. Don't go to the whorehouse over there on 6 Mile. Shout out to my nigga Greg, Eastside Will Smith.
Shout out to Bezo, man. Keep making movies, man.
Keep making movies, man. Make that money, dog. Make that money, nigga. Cause I'm a keep watching it, nigga. All that gangster shit. But Spiff Lord, before we shake up out of this bitch, you got any last words that you like to say when you say how you say it when you say it, nigga?
Hell no. I'm not getting flued out, though. Stop letting that nigga say that shit on this bitch, man. Don't believe that shit.
Solo, you got any last words that you like to say when you say how you say it when you say it, cause
hell no.
Hey, man, before we shake about it here, I want to say, man, rest in peace to my brother Mars. Happy C-Day to you, my baby. And I appreciate all 13 of y'all niggas that show up, show love, give feedback when it's due. I think I'm going to bring back you funky doghead, bitch. I've been thinking about the outro for a very long time, and I haven't found nothing that just
hit like that.
That just hit like that. But Spit Floor.
Yes, sir.
It's okay if I'm calling one.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I'ma wait. I'ma think on that one. Hey, man. But it's the Drug Table Talk Podcast with Meech and Spiff, man. Remember, we don't sell drugs. We sell knowledge and slang game. We out. Bitch. Soft bitch.